July 18th, fully convinced. Fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. Romans 4:21 and 22. Ability and willingness are the two things upon which an act of any person hinges. I can only do that which I am able to do. I will only do that which I am willing to do. It is the same with God. God's ability depends on his power, and his willingness depends on his love. Paul's letter to the Romans speaks of both. In chapter 8, Paul will declare God's willingness and promise to always do that which is truly good for those he's given a calling at their declaration of love for him. In today's verses, Paul demonstrates Abraham's trust in God's ability. I don't know the experiences that Abraham had with the I Am that caused him to trust in such outrageous promises, but the experiences were indeed enough. That trust was enough for God to stamp righteous on the spiritual books of Abraham's life. If you will consider the places that you've been in life and how you got there, if you will consider the creation around you today, as Paul suggested in chapter 1, I am fully convinced that you will also be as fully convinced that God is able. He is able today. Spend time with God recounting your life and what he has brought you through. Ask him to convince your heart of his ability in your times of struggle.